CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
Hi, and welcome to Wednesday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. We set this time aside, answering questions about the Bible from the Bible, looking at current events through a biblical perspective, what we hear in church. If you've been reading your Bible, come across something you don't understand, that's why we're here for you. Call us, 888-ASK-CSN is the number to call, and you can be part of the program today. We've got some lines open. Again, 888-ASK-CSN. And we'll do our very best to answer those questions for you from the perspective of God's Word, and not just a piece of a verse, but what does the Bible really say about that topic? And I found, we've all found, so many cults and these different bunny trails that these different denominations get on are all based upon reading the verses that only agree with their theology, and they disregard the rest. That is not a balanced look at God's Word. And so we have to, again, what does the Bible say? And again, 888-ASK-CSN. Joining me today, special guest from Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. We have with us Jeff Wickwire, and his program comes on after To Every Man an Answer. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, good to be with you. Looking forward to a great show, as always. Good questions from our astute audience.
Yes.
We've been getting great ones lately, so looking forward to it. And God is good, and even though the world is really just gone completely sideways and crazy, the kingdom of God has not, and God has not. And he knew it was coming before it arrived, and he knows where we're going to be a thousand years from now, right? From right where he sits. There's
Amen.
No surprises with God. And the devil never checkmates God, and I'm so glad for that.
Amen. It's so good. And, you know, Jeff, we were talking right before the program, and, you know, you have missionaries all over the world, and we were talking about your missionaries in Haiti, and, you know, what's the report? What's going on down there?
Well, Haiti has gone, talk about going crazy. Haiti has just gone off the cliff. I got a message Sunday morning sent to me about 7 in the morning from our missionary. Now, our missionary that my organization sent 35 to 40 years ago, somewhere in there. He was born in the States, raised in the States, but he and his wife gave their lives to go to Haiti, which, if you've ever been there, is not a vacation spot. It's not where you go to enjoy your time away. It's abject poverty. It's all kinds of disease and
completely
trouble.
Backwards.
And, oh, it's awful, because it was built on and essentially dedicated to witchcraft. And so it's never gone anywhere because of that. It's remained really kind of in the dark ages. But he has built an incredible work there. He feeds hundreds of children each and every day, has a school, a 4,000-seat church that meets every Sunday, and it's packed every Sunday. People of Haiti go there. But he texted us Sunday and said that some gangs had absolutely taken over the country, were overthrowing the government. They had broken into the Haitian prison and literally emptied out the prison. 3,000 prisoners were released onto the streets.
Wow.
And if you've ever been to, I've been to his compound. I've preached there. He does a Mardi Gras evangelistic outreach every year, and I went and preached for that. And it's people as far as the eye can see. It's an incredible outreach. But he couldn't even meet on Sunday in church, because these gangs and these prisoners that have been released are roaming the streets. And when you go to his compound, they have to unlock the gate for you. When you walk in, there's guards there with AK-47s. And he has to be guarded because of the danger of this community. But now it's gone off the rails. And Mike, if I hadn't read it myself, I wouldn't have believed it. But this morning I read that cannibalism was happening in the streets of Haiti, and that's how bad it has gone.
And you know what's sad is Dominican Republic, you know, it's one island that's cut in two.
Yeah.
And on the other side, Dominican Republic is, as a matter of fact, a vacation spot.
It is. That's beautiful.
Just how government makes up the difference between people living in poverty and a backward society versus living in prosperity. And this is why I believe all of us, this next coming up election, I heard a California Democrat, California person running for office last night as they were going through on Super Tuesday. And she goes, well, if I'm elected, I'm going to make the minimum wage $50 an hour in California. Man, can you imagine the price of a McDonald's hamburger?
Sure.
You know, life
That's
savings.
That's insane.
You know,
That's
I mean,
nuts.
Just insane. But see, this is the trick of the Democrats and the Communist Party now. They all work, seems like the same thing. And you promise them everything. Free health care, free money, free this, free that. They get into power like they did in Guatemala, like they did in Venezuela, and take everything the people have.
And
this
and
is
ruin,
exactly what
ruin,
happened. We had somebody call here from Venezuela saying everything that we've been telling people is true. Mm-hmm. They promised everything and delivered the opposite. You see, again, communism, socialism, progressivism is a big lie. You take from everybody else until there's no one else to take from, then they take from you. And that's the way it works. And again, I'm just, as I look at everything, all I can say is, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Because
I mean, if I could add, Mike, the
go ahead.
You think about cannibalism in the streets of Haiti. I mean, that it's gone there. But I also read today, this is very interesting, there's a group, maybe a nonprofit group, I'm not sure, but they have rented some major digital billboard space in downtown New York City that is keeping track of the national debt. And as they show the national debt, it shows people running as if a bomb is about to go off, because their point is a bomb is about to go off. Because they say the national debt now is climbing to $34 trillion.
Actually, $35 trillion. I think we're at $34 now.
Yeah, that was what it showed today.
And it's unsustainable. Everybody says this is absolutely unsustainable. And they were trying to say, well, it'll be a soft landing. No, they say it's going to be a crash landing.
It has to be.
And they predict it for the end of the year and the first of next year. And they said no matter who's in the White House, it's going to be devastating for that party because they're going to get blamed for everything. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think Trump's pretty smart when it comes to money, unlike what we currently have. Dealing with $35 trillion in debt.
Inconceivable.
Nobody wants American dollars on the world trade scene. Because we're too far in debt. And instead of stopping spending like you should do, no, they do the opposite. I read an article that said in the last 9 weeks, we went another $250 billion in debt. Well, nobody wants your dollar. Everything's inflating away. And that's why every time you go to the store, what cost a lot before. And I listened to one of the commentators on one of the Alphabet networks saying, well, Joe Biden needs to run on his strengths, like the economy. Friends, the economy is the worst. Inflation is the worst that it's been since 1946 because of their policies. When Trump left office, inflation was about 1.4%. Now it's somewhere between 10 and 14%. And they're saying, oh, well, interest rates are going to come back down. No, they're not. Unless it's artificially driven down to get elected. Here's why. Your inflation rate is far exceeding what the banks will pay you to put your money in the bank. So why would I lend money at 7% to somebody to buy a house if I was a bank? When inflation is at 10%, that means every dollar I lend that person every year, I lose 3%. Well, you multiply that out for hundreds of thousands, millions, billions of dollars people need to buy houses. It's unsustainable, friends. And so this is why it's not going to correct unless, like I say, magic tricks to make it go down to get elected, and then it'll go back up again. But right now, there's no end in sight for this. And I just read today, the Fed has no intent on cutting interest rates. And you say, Mike, why is that important? It shows you the financial condition of your country. Not only do we know America is spiritually bankrupt, but now we're quickly moving past morality bankrupt to completely bankrupt. And again, you look at Haiti and you say, well, how could they be eating people in the street? How could abject poverty be everywhere? Hey, hard landing. So again, work for the night is coming when no one can work. Again, we must be about our Father's business. We may not always have the opportunities that we have to get the gospel out. The ability, the finances, all these different things are so important in doing what we do. Jesus said this, you can discern the face of the sky, you hypocrites. How is it that you cannot discern the coming of the Son of Man? He addressed that to the group of people that were he was standing in front of when he said that. But I believe the prophetic application of that is the same today. We can see the writing of the wall. We see global unrest. And I hardly ever look at any newsreels that are out there, like on Google search and any that aren't talking about World War III and the 15 potential places on earth that it could break out, whether it be the Middle East, whether it be the situation with the Houthis and the Iran supplying these rebels with high power weapons to bomb the ships as they're trying to go through the Red Sea, to cutting the cable, the internet cables in the Mediterranean, to war with, again, yesterday, the Philippines, they got into a major tiff with China where a lot of their soldiers were hurt by China's water cannons, because they're saying all these islands out here are ours. They've never been theirs before, but they're just taking them. And they're looking at Taiwan again. And North Korea said today that they will not tolerate any more military activity in South Korea, basically saying, we're going to attack you. And when that happens, well, of course, China's going to come to the rescue of North Korea, and America will come to the rescue of South Korea. And, well, maybe that's a reason why America's not in biblical prophecy. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, it isn't going to go on like we've seen. Again, Kamala Harris, vice president, demanding a ceasefire of Israel. Kamala, did you realize that Israel didn't start this war? Kamala, did you realize that because they didn't start the war, why don't you ask a demand for Hamas to surrender for their behavior? Oh, but you wouldn't do that. See, why would you make a demand on a country that was attacked rather than making the demand on the country that was the aggressor, telling them to surrender and all of this goes away? But you see, what's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. And another key point of Jesus's, I believe, taking his church home. Being about our Father's business, so important. Let's go to the phones. Alex on the line, Minnesota.
Hey there, guys.
Hi.
So I have a simple question here today. Basically, it doesn't really relate to businesses per se, but I'm just curious as to what the Bible would say, or maybe what God would think about one individual suing another individual, and if that would be technically classified as stealing money or, yeah.
Well, we find in James, James tells us that it's prohibited. And I know today a lot of people call themselves Christians, which they're really not if they followed God's word. They'll sue other Christians just because I want money. Well, that's really their God. And because it's their God, oh, they mask it with Jesus this and stuff. But I think we're all pretty much sick of the Christian ease that the evil people put on their lawsuits. But this isn't something new. Remember when Jesus told the disciples to go in and get a motel room? They're on their way to Jerusalem. Jesus must die. And he sends the disciples into a town. They come back and they said, Jesus, no one would give us accommodations for the night. Shall we call fire down from heaven on them? And then here it is to wrap it in religious garb like Elijah did. Man, I'll tell you, I can just see Jesus going, I've been with you guys 3 years. Love your enemy. Do good to those that treat you poorly. Turn the other cheek. And because you can't get a motel room, you want to call fire down from heaven. And then to make it sound all spiritual, like Elijah did. Well, it's the same thing these guys do today. Well, we're Christians, but we're going to sue you. Now, if you're being sued by somebody that claims to be a Christian, I think you have to meet fire with fire. I do. But just don't be, I would tell everybody, don't be the aggressor to do that. There is what's called Christian arbitration, where you can go and a Christian mediators will go through the Bible with you to show, and they will weigh out the cases to find out who's really at fault and keep Christ out of the courtroom as far as suing one another. Your thoughts, Jeff?
Yeah, Paul talked about it, of course, in 1 Corinthians 6. And he essentially says, dare any of you having a matter against another go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. So here he's immediately making a case for saints judging a matter and giving direction and bringing it to a conclusion without it having to end up in court. He says, don't you know that saints are going to judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, aren't you worthy to judge even the smallest matters? And he says, nay, but you do wrong and you defraud your brother. And so Paul's counsel is, with most situations, do your best to avoid court. And I would also add, Jesus taught the same thing. He said, agree with your adversary quickly while you're in the way with him, lest he drag you into court and you go before the judge throws you in prison, and you won't get out till you pay the last dime. So Jesus also advised, do everything in your power to work something out before it winds up in court. Now, as Mike said, I do believe there are times, for instance, if somebody just brazenly steals from you where it hurts many other people, hurts an organization, does great damage to something that God is using, or is just a totally wrong thing, then there's not anything wrong with going to court for arbitration and because, you know, somebody stole from you. But Paul's gist is with petty offenses, with little things, with stuff that mature Christians could look at and make a judgment and give you their advice and bring it to a conclusion, that's where Scripture advises we try to land. And I would totally agree with that, because once you go into court, my goodness, with juries today and not knowing right from wrong, wrong from right, making judgments based on racism or even a anti-Christian sentiment, you can be totally in the right and be ruled against, and it can turn into a really bad situation. So I would avoid court at all costs unless you just have to do it. And then you do what you do, you do what you got to do, and you trust God to bring an outcome. But court isn't any place I want to find myself in, and I don't think anybody else should either.
Yeah, and you know, there's other things too about that. And I've seen people that have sued Christians and after they won. And then now they're so sick they can hardly get out of bed. I just think God's judgment is against that kind of stuff. And, you know, so much better to be about your daddy's business than to, be worried about those kinds of things. And so again, I would always, direct believers to Christian arbitration. There's many different places. I know you can contact PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. I'm sure James Dobson's ministry has many references for Christian arbitrators and things like this. And so,
not to mention Brad Dacus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute.
Yeah.
And all. You know, in the book of James, it tells us, as I mentioned earlier, to confess your sins to each other, pray for each other, so that you may be healed. It's interesting, like I said, I see these people that win, but it seems like God takes it out of their hide. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So, Alex, I hope that helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. I've actually been thinking about that question for a few days now, and I've been meaning to give you guys a call, so I appreciate it. And thank you guys for what you're doing here.
Yeah, God's called us to live at peace, dwell peaceably with all men if we can. I really believe that. Alex Thale, we'll send you out some books, some DVDs. I think you'll enjoy. Share them with your friends. And with that, we'll go to Michelle, Beaverton, Oregon. Hi, and welcome.
Hi, my question is, I wanted to know whether or not the Catholics are going to be left behind because they pray to Mary and they pray to idols.
Yeah, they do. And it's unfortunate. In Twin Falls, Idaho, in front of the Catholic Church across from the park, they have a book opened, marble or something like that, and it has the Ten Commandments. However, it's not the Ten Commandments. They've removed, thou shalt not make any graven image, and they've taken the Tenth Commandment and split it in two, so therefore you'd still have Ten Commandments.
Wow.
But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible talks about graven images, and this is the problem. And when you start tampering with God's word, I believe we get into a lot of trouble because you mislead people from the truth. How is it that we could actually carve an image and say, oh, this is what God looks like, or this is a representation of God? This is what idolatry is. It's when there's no longer any faith and you have to rely on visual reconnaissance to say, oh, I have faith. Look at Jesus hanging on the wall over there looking at me. Now, am I saying a picture on the wall of the Lord is wrong? No, I had one when I was a kid growing up. And that's different. But the minute that you begin to think that picture brings an essence of God's holiness into the room, that's idolatry. The Bible clearly teaches that God will not dwell in buildings made with men's hands, or for that matter, anything else, but he dwells in us. And that's the good news of the gospel. Jeff, your thoughts?
Yeah, if you knew nothing about the gospel and you got involved in the Catholic Church, you would almost have to get saved by mistake, because they're not going to give you John 3:16. You're taught that, the Pope is the vicar of Christ. I happened to be in the ophthalmologist a month ago or so, and I was sitting there with my eyes all dilated, and next to me was this couple who were Catholic. And so we started talking. And I asked them straight up, do you believe that the Pope, even the current Pope, who is Francis, do you believe that he's the vicar of Christ and what he says is the veritable word of God? And they said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. What he says is the veritable word of God, inerrant, right there with Scripture. So they were very nice, very sweet couple. You know, I didn't, get into a haggle with them or anything. But it just showed me the level of deception, because if Francis, and I say this respectfully, but really, I mean, if you look at what he has said, what he's done, actions he's taken.
Homosexual marriages.
Yeah. Policies he's taken. No, he's not the vicar of Christ, as in what he says is not the veritable word of God, but that's what they believe. And it goes down from there. Mariology, the worship of Mary, the Immaculate Conception. She was sinless when she conceived Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. She didn't have any sin. None of that is biblical.
Co-redemptress.
Co-redemptress. So if you believe all of that, you're not going to wind up saved. We need to come to Christ. We don't need to go to a priest. We don't need to do any of that. And then the statues and, the idol worship and all of that, that's why it's so popular among Catholic groups. If a statue is supposedly, there's blood coming out of it, or The eyes seem to be crying. People will come from all over the world to see it because they have so venerated these idols. And I think there are saved people in the Catholic Church who were probably saved before they got there or somehow heard a gospel message outside the confines of the Catholic Church and got saved. But Catholic doctrine is not going to get you saved. So, Michelle, if they only believe Catholicism, who's to say
true,
I can't?
True Catholicism, I think they're lost.
I think they are too.
But I've talked to many Catholics in my life that I believe are saved. They put Mary in her proper place. They don't believe that the Pope is the vicar of God. And I've had great fellowship. So I think you have to be very, very careful. But just to say, and that goes for Protestants too. I know people that go to church and they have no more to do with God once they walk out the doors of the church than any other group. So it isn't that, but you know, the Catholic Church does believe in Jesus Christ, which is good. But the problem is when you add Mary as a co-redemptress, you can pray to Mary to have your sins forgiven. You can pray to Jesus to have your sins forgiven. You can go and confess your sins to a priest and your sins will be all other than going to Jesus directly to have your sins forgiven is a false doctrine.
And don't forget communion, washing your sin away too.
Yeah. And the thing is, if I prayed and asked Mary to forgive my sins. Well, I walked up to a stranger on the street and asked him to loan me $1,000. He looked at me like I was crazy. I'm not going to lend you $1,000. But if you walk up to somebody you knew, somebody you knew well, they might help you out that way. You see, you got to pray to the Bible says we need to pray to. Michelle, hope that answers. Stay online. We'll send you out books and DVDs. If it doesn't, stay online. We're coming up on a break and we'll have more right after this.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-91-BIBLE. That's 855-91-BIBLE. 855-91-BIBLE.
How do we change a nation? One heart at a time. The Ministry of Preborn shares heartbeats and hearts by loving women in crisis and leading them to Christ. When this mother came to a Preborn Network clinic, she was scared and not sure if she could afford another child.
It was just a scary time for us, having my daughter, how that would impact our lives. When I came here, it was just so amazing to come to an environment where someone would actually pray for me and guide me through my battles that I was facing during that time.
After receiving love, support, and the gospel of Jesus Christ, this mom chose life for her daughter. To learn how you can be a part of sharing heartbeats and shaping hearts for Christ, call 855-668-BABY. That's 855-668-BABY. Or visit preborn.com/CSN. That's preborn.com/CSN. All gifts are tax deductible.
We want to welcome you back to part two of Terry Man Answer on this Wednesday afternoon with Jeff Wickwire from Turning Point Church, Fort Worth, Texas. And we're going to go back to the phones. We have with us Lori from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hi and welcome.
Hi. So my neighbor lended me a book she wants me to read. And I wonder if you know anything about this guy. His name is Larry W. Wilson. says he's the founder director of Wake Up Seminars. The book is Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. I got about 50 pages in, and I started having big questions on this. One of them was during like the resurrection. It's saying that Jesus, during his darkest moments, Jesus didn't know if he would be resurrected or not. That when he said he was going to be resurrected on the third day, that was just a prediction of statement of faith. It wasn't a fact. And that yeah. It was all hinging on approval of his entire earthly ministry, if the Father approved of that or not. And then another one was they're saying, you know, like that verse that says, Jesus says, I and the Father are one in John. And they're saying that doesn't mean that. So Jesus is not the Father and also the Son. And then the one I knew is wrong for sure. After all these Michael, they're saying Jesus is Michael the Archangel.
Wow. Yeah. You, Lori, are very discerning. I'm glad that you pretty much answered your own Bible question there. Totally whacked. Your thoughts?
Well, what I know about the Wake Up Seminar, not a lot, but I think I'm right on this, that they don't believe in the rapture either. Larry Wilson doesn't teach the pre-tribulation rapture, only that Christ returns after the tribulation and all the saints are going to go through it, and that God gave the tribulation period in order to test true saints and show who is real and who's not. And, but listening to you there, Lori, on that other stuff,
wow.
No, that's totally out to lunch. You know, Mike, I've never in my life, and I've been in this since I was 18 years old, I've never in my life seen more false teachers, false teachings, false prophets. They are literally coming out of the woodwork. Social media is so infested with them that I would like to know how many false teachers and false prophets and false Christs are on social media. I think it would be in the tens of thousands. I do. They're everywhere, coming up with all kinds of weird, strange doctrine. And yet they have these tens of thousands of followers. And so, you know, you think of what Jesus said in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. The first thing he warned of for those that were looking for his return was false prophets, false teachers, false Christ. He said they were going to, we could say it would be a pandemic, that false teachers would be pandemic level. And they are. They're everywhere. And I'm constantly amazed. Lori, you said your neighbors are into this guy and people, you know, I'm constantly amazed at, and I don't mean this as a slam, but the biblical illiteracy of people, because if you knew your Bible, even on a cursory level, you would know that things you just told us are out to lunch. I mean, it's sort of like, run, don't walk from this guy. So you're right in having a check, and you're 50 pages in. I would let that be the last page and, you know, use it to start a fire or something.
Well, the thing that I'm concerned about is the lady that gave it to you believing that this is true in so much that she gave you the book. I think this is where the real danger comes from because Jesus is God. That's what Matthew chapter 1 says. He shall be called Emmanuel. And right in the Bible, these are the words that are in the scripture, which translated means God with us. He's not Michael the Archangel. He's God. And maybe being raised, maybe not, depending on his performance here on this earth, complete, total heresy. Paul warned about another Jesus. Yeah. And certainly, as you look at what this book is saying, this is not the Jesus of the Bible. This is Michael the Archangel. And this is reminiscent of the Jehovah's Witnesses. So you have to then step aside as far as Jesus being Michael the Archangel. He's not Michael the Archangel. The Bible says he's God. John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. John 8:59, and they picked up stones to stone him. Why? He claimed to be God. Simple, plain, third grade education English teacher can explain
right there.
To somebody. And yet they still will not accept that. This is the lie in the darkness that is upon, I believe, these people. And you don't find just one area of air working. It's in a lot of different areas. And you mentioned some of those areas, Jeff, you did as well. And so again, I'm concerned about this lady that gave you this, that thinks this is good. And so we just really need to hold her up in prayer, and that you would have the right words to speak to her. And I want to send you some things that you can give to her that says, hey, you know, read John 8:58. Jesus claimed to be the I am of the Old Testament that Moses talked to in the burning bush. And that's why they picked up the stones to stone him. So what this guy is saying is weird. And if you don't get the preeminence of Christ right, very number one, I wouldn't listen to anything else they have to say. They're operating in the spirit of error. So Lori, our prayers are with you. May you, God just give you the right words to speak to this woman.
If I could say also
and go
Lori,
ahead, Jeff.
Lori, I would really encourage you to, you know, this neighbor friend of yours, just talk to her.
Yes.
You know, there's so many, sources you can go to that are solid. You know, you can go to the CSN, you know, you go to CSN website.
Yeah.
They've got all kinds of sources, that, could arm you with some information that would help you to talk to her. You know, Mike, you know, I was talking about the false teachers out there infesting social media with, I mean, tens of thousands of followers. I saw one, and this just blew me away. It's a woman. I'll not give her name. I wouldn't want to turn anybody on to her, but it's a younger woman, and she's an attractive woman. She is traveling around the country doing so-called deliverance of demons out of Christians, and she's been caught hiring actors to act as if a demon's coming out of them. And the same actors have shown up in different locations. But I saw a clip of her. She has a church. Oh, yeah, and she's the pastor. And, Mike, it showed her congregants bowing down to her at the altar and worshiping her. Right there, bowing down to her and worshiping her. And they were primarily younger people. And I look at that and I go, how is this happening? Well, Jesus did predict a spirit of deception on the planet would sweep the planet before his return. And we're seeing it in spades. I mean, it's everywhere. So, Lori, people like yourself that get exposed to this, now God wants you to tell your neighbor, hey, this isn't true, and let's do our best to deliver people from this mess, because this is false teaching straight up. Mike?
Amen. Hope that helps. Stay on line, Lori. I'll send you out some books, some DVDs that perhaps you can get her to watch and look at, okay?
You know when Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you? Is that like when somebody can know the Bible, they can believe what Jesus says, but until you actually accept the gift of salvation and repent of your sins, he doesn't know you?
I believe that, yeah.
Exactly right.
Remember the seven sons of Sceva, these vagabond Jews were going around casting demons out in the name of Jesus. They said to this guy that was demon possessed, the Jesus whom Paul speaks, we adjure you. And the demons replied out of this man, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? And the man leaped on these seven brothers, tore all their clothes off, and last we find them in the scripture, they're running naked. And I think they're still running naked today when people do this kind of stuff. Lori, stay in line. We'll get you taken care of, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for the resources. Thank you.
If you need us, we're here for you. And thank the Lord that gave you enough discernment. You knew the Bible good enough that you spot a phony. So good. God bless you, dear. Stay in line. We'll get you taken care of. Let's go to Marlin, Portland, Oregon. Hi, welcome.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it.
How may we help?
I'm troubled. I'm 100% or I'm 95% for President Trump. And I kind of believe that God allowed the election to be taken from him for his last 4 years so that the deep state and Hillary and Obama would be exposed for what they're doing to this country. And maybe yeah. this is his time to get back in to finish what he started. But my concern is that he's had a lot of hands with Pastor Hagee and Pastor Jeffries to pray for him. And I feel he's kind of narcissistic in his attitude, and he should be more presidential and not being so boastful and conceited in his ways. He would go a lot further gathering the flock of this country. And so I just kind of wondered if either one of you, Jeff, know, has President Trump accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? And is he saved?
He says he has. And, you know, with the way everybody's treated President Trump, I'm surprised he doesn't hate everybody. When you look at the complete imbalance, the Democrat judges declared Joe Biden mentally incompetent to stand trial. Yet he's competent enough to run the country and run for re-election? What kind of a banana republic are we in now, everyone? Well, look at the facts. This thing where he had these top secret documents, he broke the law. Well, he's just mentally incompetent. He can't stand trial. So the crime just magically just vanishes. And Joe is free to still be president after being declared by Democratic judges. You're crazy. Wow. Man, I'll tell you. And then they fine Trump some $300 million where there's no plaintiff. There was no banks suing Trump. It was just some woman with a vendetta to get him that she ran on the platform to get elected, which now, by the way, she's in a lot of trouble. Well, when you look at this, you realize it's a banana republic. The FBI's been weaponized. The CIA's been weaponized. Crimes that are committed by Democrats are never prosecuted. I heard Schumer. Yeah, Schumer, the senator. He said by name, a Supreme Court judge, and he said these exact words, "We're gonna get you." I heard him say it. There's video that proves it. If any one of you listening today would name a Supreme Court judge by name and say, "We're going to get you," you would be in jail. Not a Democrat senator. Oh, no, they can say whatever they want. They can lie as much as they want. No consequences. What speech has Joe Biden given that he hasn't told a lie in? Hey, NBC, CBS, do your job and expose all these lies that this guy that's mentally incompetent is saying. But oh no, that doesn't go along with your agenda, does it? You see, you've got a bigger agenda. Destroy America, because I don't know who's paying you, but this beautiful one world communistic government that is coming, you're a part of. I don't think you have to be able to put two rocks in a shoebox to figure out something is deeply, deeply wrong with our nation. And so Trump gets fined. And who gets the money? I don't know. New York will seize it. This is exactly what the Communist Party does everywhere they go. And you know, when you stop to look, that even the liberal Supreme Court said what Colorado did to Trump was wrong. A 9-0 vote in the Supreme Court. Very rarely does the Supreme Court ever agree on anything. They all agreed what they did to Trump was wrong. That's amazing. Yet Overman from former news commentator from MSNBC said that the Supreme Court should be dissolved. Are you ready for this? Because of the 9-0 vote supporting Trump. Friends, this is not news. This is, nothing more than than communist commentary is all it is. And you see, we've been so conditioned as they sit there in their red, white, and blue, newsrooms, making us think they're telling us the truth. I listened last night as Trump was sweeping the country on all the Super Tuesdays in the comments. Oh, you know, well, Trump's doing this, but, you know, he's still got all these problems. But meanwhile, Joe, who can't stack two bricks on top of each other, oh, he's all right. Not a word about it. Not one word about him being mentally declared incompetent by any of the broadcasters last night. Friends, that's big news. They're saying you have a crazy person running the country. Where is the media? Oh, they're part of it. You see, we've got to understand. Somebody said, well, do you fear Joe Biden? No, I don't. But I fear an American populace that has been duped by the American news media to think that somebody that is mentally incompetent, declared by liberal judges, so he would escape the trial that he should go through, and yet he's still competent enough to be the president and to run again. I don't understand this. No, I think Trump's a believer. I've heard him confess Christ as his savior. Is he perfect in everything he does in his past? No. Who is? But I do believe we're not electing a pastor for America. I believe we're electing somebody, whatever faith they come from, that's good for America. I'll tell you the best a running mate that I think Trump could pick is Ben Carson, the African-American guy, neurosurgeon. That guy is wonderful. We've had him last Friday on Every Man an Answer when we had some difficulties and we put that program back on. And to listen to Ben speak, I mean, it's incredible. What a team. But just to think that Trump's going to do every single thing right as a pastor, or he's not a pastor. He's a person running for president that I believe loves God and did exactly what the Bible said he should do concerning the nation of Israel against the entire world's opinion. I think when you put, Jesus said, by their fruit, you know them. And I think when you look at the fruit in him carrying out what the Bible says, I think it's pretty good, and how he's always supported the church in America. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I would just remind you, Marlon, we aren't voting in a pastor. And I vote values. I vote values. And you're never going to get the perfect candidate, not ever. But values matter. And I vote the values that are biblical. A lot of things that have morphed into a political issue, like abortion, same-sex marriage. You could go through a long litany list of things that have become political issues that are, before they were political, they were biblical issues, spiritual issues, moral issues. And so if it happens to have found, morphed onto the political spectrum, then we need to do our best to vote values. And when I look at, say a Trump or whomever, like, for instance, if they say I'm pro-life, that's 80% of my vote right there. If they say they're pro-life, if they say they're pro-abortion, they'll never get my vote. Never. I don't care who it is, what they promise, how nice they are, charismatic, rich, whatever. They're not going to get my vote. I cannot enable somebody to kill babies. But we vote values. So I try to look past the person to the values they espouse, and not just what they espouse, but what I know they truly hold. Do they really walk their talk? And so am I going to have the perfect candidate come November? No. But am I going to have one that has more biblical values as their platform than another? Yes. And that's where I'm going to vote. You know, every little bit helps. And when you're in a country that is in deep, deep trouble, we're in real trouble, then you do your best to move the needle a little bit if you can. And so if I can move the needle a little bit in the direction of soundness, sanity, biblical values, I'm going to move that needle a little bit and trust God with the rest. So I encourage you, don't look at Trump or anybody listening. Don't look at him as...
Or any political candidate.
Yeah, none of them. Because you mentioned Marlon Flock, so he can gather his flock. Well, he doesn't have a flock. He has a constituency and of people that are going to vote for him. And they are voting values. Most of them, the ones that I know, they're voting values. So keep that in mind. And thank you, Marlon, for a great call. Mike?
And you don't have to be a Christian to realize your country is tanking as we speak. When you have your border overran at the level ours is, it is, in fact, just as Governor Abbott said of Texas, it is an invasion. They don't know who's coming across the border. You think jihadists have crossed the border in mass numbers, enemies of America, China, all these people? You don't have to fly a plane over America anymore and have paratroopers jump out with their guns. They can just walk across the border and get $3,000 for doing it. That's right, everybody.
And not and to mention health care.
Free
hospital health care. Yeah.
Everything is free. And again, this is how the liberals get in and poor, unsuspecting Americans. And let me tell you something else. I don't always know who the good candidates are, who the bad candidates are. I just look at who the American news media likes and who they continually rip on. I know the American news media never, ever picks anybody good for America. And those that the American news media hate, there's your real American. Because I know the American news media is rotten to the core. And I don't think anybody listening to this hasn't caught it. Many times. Look at the way they talk about Trump. Look at the way they talk about Joe. Again, these big facts, mentally incompetent. Do you hear it being repeated? Do you even hear it once? No. Because you see, it doesn't fit their dark agenda. And America needs to wake up because you're going to wake up to America you don't understand. Where again, just like in New York, they seized everything, basically all the liquid assets that Trump had, $300+ million. If they can do this to a former president, where does that leave all of us, America? Well, just like Venezuela, just like all these other places where they've gone, they take everything the people have. And that's exactly why do you think they have a saying right now? In 10 years, you will have nothing and be happy. That's right out of the annals of Marxism. Why? They plan on taking everything we've got. And when the great crash comes, the great collapse, well, out of the ashes will come the new beautiful communist America where only they have any power. And all of you, well, just enjoy your piece of cake. Oh, I'll tell you. Crazy stuff, Marlon. Stay on line. We'll send you out some books, some DVDs, okay?
I'm glad you're fired up for Trump. Thank you.
Well, I'm just fired up, period. I mean, because our nation's ending. How many illegal people can you bring into a nation non-vetted and let them take over your nation without consequences that end your nation? It's going to happen, friends. Go write it on the wall. These guys aren't just coming in from, Central America. They find them coming in from the Middle East, pouring into our nation. And, of course, our current administration's not honest. So they're not going to tell people how many criminals occasionally they do catch. But they're not really even vetting them. They just let them walk across. We're being invaded, everyone. And, again... Remember, Rome was never conquered. Its borders were overran. I think they must have studied some kind of textbook or something to come up with that one. Hope that helps, Marlon. Stay in line. We'll get you taken care of. Keith, Payson, Arizona, we don't have enough time. Keith, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, and we're out of time. Real quick, can you ask your question in 1 second?
I was just going to ask you if you think the Pope is a false prophet.
I don't know. I don't think he's the Antichrist, but certainly I think the person that comes on the world scene as the Antichrist will have great charisma. So something to look forward to. Something not to look forward to, but being about your father's business. Keith, call us back tomorrow as well as everyone else. Thanks so much, Jeff, for being on. Keep looking up our redemption.
Thank you.
Process.
God bless.
To find out more about this ministry or to receive a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man and Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.